26A by Diana Evans. Read by Ajwa Ando. The first bit. Chapter 1. Ham. Before they were born, Georgia and Bessie experienced a moment of indecision. They had been travelling through the undergrowth on a crescent moon night with no fixed destination and no notion of where they were, whether it was a field in Buckinghamshire, the Yorkshire Dales, or somewhere along the M1 from Staples Corner to Watford. Nightbirds were singing. The earth smelt of old rain. Through scratchy bramble they scurried, through holes that became warm tunnels and softly lit underground caves. Their paws pressed sweet berries in the long grass, and they sniffed each other's scent to stay together. Soon they began to sense that they were coming to a road, one of those huge open spaces of catastrophe where so many had perished. Squirrels smashed into the tarmac, rabbits, badgers, walking birds, murdered and left for the flies. Bessie thought they should risk it and cross. There was nothing coming for miles. But Georgia wasn't sure, because you could never be sure. And look at what the consequences might be. A little way up the road, a bird lay glistening in its blood, feathers from its wings pointing stiffly up to the sky. They crept to the roadside to get a closer look. Nothing coming at all. No engine thunder, no lights. It took a long time for Georgia to come round. Okay, then. Let's be quick, quicker than quick. Run, leap, fly, be boundless, all speed. They stepped onto the road and shot forward, almost touching. And then the engine came, and for reasons beyond their reach...